The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot, Amen. Today's daf is being started. The Inun Mishpat Murzakini Yosef Ben Sarav and Marat Zakanati Yafa Betzara. The Inun Mishpat Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tehiyam Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being started. Rufa Shlomo Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah Bat Rachel. Ella Rufan Adahem. Rufat Nevesh Rufat Guf. Rufatam Kedamal Mavichen Yerusom Amar Amen. We begin today's daf on Ayin Amud Rishon, starting on the top line. Kemara says Gire Vacharure. We learned in the Mishnah that what Azaz Sofer brought with him from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Girim. Kareem, converts, and Harurim, that's Avadim, Meshukhrarim in Allah, and Amara Fazda Dabar Kera, Vechol and Nivdal, Metumat Goyeha Aris, Alehim. And anybody that separated himself from the Tumah of the Goyim, what's that mean? A convert. And an Evid, Kanaani, so every Kanaani converts. So therefore, those people that separated, that's including Avadim and Gerim, Mamzere, also the Mamzerim came up. Now there's a whole long proof. How do you know Mamzerim came up with Ezra Sofer? So let's stop. Minalan diktiva v'pasuk, v'yishma sanbalat ha-choroni v'tuviya ha-eved ha-amoni. Okay, our focus is on this guy called Tuviya. Tuviya was an Eved Amoni. Uchtiv, it says about him, Ki rabim biyuda ba'ale shivu'alo. People were indebted to this Tuviya. It seems he was an influential guy, and therefore they were indebted to him. Why? Ki hatanu l'shechanya ben Arach. He was a hatan to Shechanya ben Arach, who was Jewish. That means Tuviya, the Eved Amoni, married a Jewess. Okay? V'hohanan beno, and Hohanan, the son of Tuviya, who was Lechavra Jewish, because his mother was Jewish, Lakach et bat Meshulam ben Berichya, also married a Jewess. So Tuviya married a Jewess, and then his son married also a Jewess. Kasabar, and we hold, Oved Kochavim ve'eved Habba al bat Yisrael havalad mamzer. Oh, very good, there's your proof. Must be we hold that what? When a Eved goes with a Bat Yisrael, this Shita is going to hold that the child is going to be a Mamzer. So there, where do you see? You see that what? He brought Mamzerim up because these were part of the Olim. Again, where do you see the Mamzerim? Hohanan. Hohanan is a Mamzer. Because his father Tuviya was an Eved, married a Bat Yisrael, and we're going with the Shita that says, Eved, that went with a Bat Yisrael, Havalad Mamzer, bingo. And Hohanan had married also a Jewess, and his children also Mamzerim. So therefore, there was Mamzerim that came up with Ezra.
Who came with Ezra?
All these guys came with Ezra.
Okay.
The whole family came over there.
Which is given that they're Mamzerim.
What is that?
It's given that they're Mamzerim.
No, it's given that an Eved that marries, goes with a Bat Yisrael, there's one Shita that holds Havalad Mamzer. So must be, this is your proof. Because we know there was a case that a guy came with Ezra who was an Eved. And we know he married a Jewess. And we know he had a son, Hohanan. And according to the Shita that says, Eved, Haba, Abad Yisrael, Vlad Mamzer, bingo, here's your Mamzer.
Tells you all Mamzerim that were there came,
just
shows you one guy.
Okay, fine. So he brought Mamzer. That's it, he came. He brought Mamzerim.
That guy came, everyone else came.
That's it, he brought Mamzerim. They were part of the group. So the Gemara told it. Hani, Haleman, Damar, Vlad Mamzer. Okay, that's going to call it the one opinion that says the Vlad Mamzer. Which is what we hold, by the way. That the velat is kasher, the mother's Jewish, the kid's Jewish, goes after the mother, and therefore, what's the problem? And not only that, Gemara is going to ask a slew of questions now. Vitu, mimai dehavu le bene. Who told you that their children were from these wives? Dilma lo avu le bene. Maybe they didn't have from these wives at all. Maybe from other wives, from Nashim Nukhriyot, which means this Hohanan. Right. Who told you that he's the son of the Bat Yisrael? maybe this guy, Am Eved, married a Goya, and Yohanan's the son of the Goya. So stop, he's a Goy. You just put it together. We know that Yohanan married a Jewess, and we know that there was a son called Yohanan, or must be it's the Jewish son, Mamzer. Who told you that's the story? It doesn't say that. Maybe this guy, the Eved, married in a Goya, and it's the Goya's kid. And therefore, no Raya. There too, who told you in the first place that these people were born in Bavel and he brought them up? Which means maybe they were in Eretz Israel from the time of Gedaliah. It seems there were Jews already in Eretz Israel from before Azar Sofer. So maybe this episode happened after Azar got to Eretz Israel. So he saw these Mamzerim over there. Even if you want to say they were Mamzerim, maybe he didn't bring them up with him. Maybe they were there already from the times of Gedaliah ben Ahikam. So therefore the Gemara has no proof. We don't know yet that he brought Mamzerim. Ela mehacha. Ve'ele ha'olim. These are the ones that went up with Azar. Mitel melach. Tel harsha. Keruv adon ve'imer. And what's the common denomination with all these people? Ve'lo yachidu lehagid bet abotam. They weren't able to tell who their fathers were. So you have already Safek, Mamzerim, Bizaram. And they couldn't even tell who their mothers were. Imi Yisraelim. They don't even know if they're from Israel. And therefore, since we don't know who they are, so we had a Safek. So the Gemara is going to explain what the Safek was on each one. Tel Melach, that's one family, Tel Melach. Why they call them the salt family? Elu bene Adam Shedomim Ma'aseem ne Ma'ase Sedom. They were like the people of Sedom, which were Megale Arayot. What happened to the people of Sedom? They turned into salt. And therefore, since they were Megale Arayot, right, it says they were fooling around. It says a guy would go with somebody else's wife, get her pregnant, she would come home, be pregnant, the husband would punch her in the stomach and give her a miscarriage. So you deserve it for going with another guy. So what do you see over here? That there was Mamzerim in Sedom. So Tel Melach was the family of Mamzerim, like Maaseh Sedom. Who else you had? Tel Harsha. Harsha means to keep quiet. Right? Lashtik, to silence. Hezeh shekore abba ve'imo meshatatko. Right? That's a shetuki. That's where the kid says, oh, that's my father. The mother says, keep quiet, because she doesn't want to divulge her secrets. ולא יכלו להגיד בית אבותם וזרעם אם ישראל הם זהו אסופי. That they don't even know who their mother or father is. That's like אסופי שנאסף בן השוק. Stand, the guy you found him in the street. Also is a ספק ממזר. קרוב אדון ואימר. These are three names of families, but the Gemara is going to doresh them. Amar Rabbi Abu, Amar Adon. Who's the Adon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did the Adon say? Amarti, that's the Imer. Amarti, Yehu Yisrael lefanai chashuvim kechruv. I thought the Jewish people are going to be important to me like the Kirubim that are on the Kodesh Kodashim. Ve'em samu atzmam kenamir. But instead, they acted like a leopard. So the dirash is Kiruv Adon Amar. The Adon, like the Bible, I thought the Jewish people were like a Kiruv. And what? They're like a leopard. What is significant about a leopard? So the Mefarshim explained it's born from a pig and a lion, which means crossbreeding. The Jewish people are crossbreeding. They're mixing marriages. They're getting Mamzerim all over the place. God said, I said the Jewish people are like the Kiruvim. What do? They're like leopards, crossbreeding themselves, no good.
So these weren't family names?
These were, no, this is not a family name. This is a derash. Right, the first ones are the names. First one's also the Gemara Zimri derash, like the Naseh Sedom.
Those were families, though.
Could be their names with that also. In any event, the Gemara says, another derasha. Ika de'amri amar Rabbi Abu amar Adon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Afal pishe samu atzmam kinamir. Wow. Even though Klai Yisrael is all messed up with like a leopard, they're fooling around with their switching wives and going with everybody. Hem hashuvim lefanai kichruv. Still, afal pichen, I love them. They're still considered to me like a kruv, like the kiruvim. Afal pishe hatu Yisrael. So that's how you learn Mamzerim from this story. That the Mamzerim came up with Azra. All these families came up with Azra. These are Mamzerim. Amar Rabba Baruch Hanna, kol hanoseh isha she'eno hogenet lo. That's anybody that marries a girl that's not hogenet, meaning she's pesula lo. Right? No, it means illegal. No good. Ma'ali alav ha-katuv, kilu harasho lechol ha'olam kulo. It's like he plowed the entire world, and then what did he plant? Uzra'o melach. and you planted salt, which is not fruitful or productive. Shneimar ve'ele ha'olim mitel melach tel harsha. Right? Tel melach tel harsha. It's like you plowed tel harsha and you planted melach. And these are the people that were married to illegal people. That just like you have no hana'a from the product, so to ovi adraba, you mashrit. So to the product, you have no hana'a, mamzer. Asun abu bakal. No hana'a from such a product. Amar babar adda amarav kolan nose isha. Anybody that marries isha pisula again, for the sake, l'shum mamon. Isha pisula, but he says, you know what, even though she's pisula, make money, she has money. Oh, haviando banim she'enam mehuganim. So the children are going to be obviously pisulim. Shene emar, as the pasuk says, Bahashem bagadu. They rebelled against God. Ki banim zarim yaladu. So comes the Gemara and says, it's obvious, if the children are pisulim, that means they married nashim, pisulot. But the hidush is what the end of the pasuk says. V'shema tomar mamon palat. Okay, so they got the pisulim children, but at least they made some money. So maybe you think that at least they salvaged the money. No, Talmud Omar, ata yochelem, the enemies are going to eat chodesh et helkehem, which means the money that they went to marry for, the enemies are going to eat it up. V'shema tomar helko, yeah, maybe his helik, which is the part of the money, nichses son barzel, that's the money that the lady brings into the marriage where the husband benefits. Maybe his helik will get eaten up. Maybe the nechsem milog, which is her money, maybe at least that money will be salvaged. Tamud lomar helkehem. All the monies are going to be devoured. V'shema tomal lizman merubah. Yeah, but maybe after many years, at least they'll enjoy the money for a lot of years. Tamud lomar chodesh. What does chodesh teach us? Me'em mashma, amar av nachman, bar yitzhak chodesh nechnas. The chodesh yasa, within 1 month, umamunam avad, they will lose the money. Now the halacha says it is mutar to marry a lady who's kishira for money, only a pisula. However, the halacha says you can't make a big deal out of it. If they promise to give certain money and they end up don't giving the money, you're not supposed to break up the shidduch because of the money, nor you're supposed to leave her in aguna to try to get more money from them. Comes the Gemara and says, "Adava amila amarav sala amarav amira konosi isha she'ena hogenet lo." Oh, anybody that marries isha pesula, Eliyahu kofto. Eliyahu Levi ties him up against the pole. That's what they do to people that get malkut. The Kadosh Baruch Hu rotz'o. The Kadosh Baruch Hu himself gives him malkut with the ritzu'a betana al kulam. Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, anybody that marries a pesula, Eliyahu kotev. Eliyahu writes it down. The Kadosh Baruch Hu chotem. God signs. And what is he signing? Oilo. לפוסל את זרעו ולפוגם את משפחתו ולנושא אישה שאינה הוגנת לו אליהו כופתו והקדוש ברוך הוא רוצחו וכל הפוסל פסול. Now we have rules. Anybody that calls somebody else pasul must be he himself is pasul. Eno medaber b'shevcha le'olam. This is the type of people that don't compliment anybody. All they do is posel people. Rest assured, he is pasul. Ve'amar Shemuel, Shemuel said even a step further, b'mumo posel. Meaning, not only he calls somebody pasul, he's pasul. The pasul that he calls, that's what he is. He calls a person a mamzer, he's a mamzer. He calls a person a eved, he's a eved. And Hashemus is a higher level. Bimumo posel. He's poseling himself. Now the Gemara tells a story. Ahu gavra de minehar de'a. There was a fellow from Nehar de'a. De'a lebe mitbehaya bepumpedita. He went into the butcher shop in Pumpedita. Amar lehu, he tells the butcher, to the people that were selling, Habuli Bisra, I want meat, give me meat. Amrule, please wait online, sir. Netar ad shakil shamae, the Rav Yehuda Bar Yechezkel. please, Rabbi Yehuda bar Yechezkel, the rabbi, his servant is here. He's online first. And once we finish settling with him, we'll deal with you. Venetiv lach, then we'll give you. Amar, man Yehuda bar Shvizkel. He's a wise guy. He called him a nickname. He, instead of calling him, who's this Yehuda bin Yechezkel? He said, Yehuda bin Shvizkel. Shvizkel's the glutton. The glutton that likes to eat roasted meat. Oh, so he knocked the rabbi through his messenger. Dekadimli. Right, he cuts the line. Deshakil min kamai, he's going to take my stuff. I was here first. This guy over here, Shvizkel, coming, taking my space. Azlu amru le Rav Yehuda. So they went to Rav Yehuda. As you know, this guy called you Shvizkel. Shemitei parmin chayrem, parmin nidui. Amru, ragil dekari inche avdei. You know what else, Rabbi? This guy calls people avadim. Achriz ale, he announced, the avdahu. If he's calling people avadim, he must be an avid. Hazalahu. Oh, so what did this wise guy do? He went to the betim. Azmene ledina lekamed Rav Nachman. He went to Rav Nachman, he said, this guy called me an avid. I want hazmanan the betim. So he got an invitation, more like a summons, to come to the Bet Din. So Rav Yehuda goes to Rav Huna. Izil or lo izil? What do I do? Do I go? Don't I go? I mean, what's the story over here? Because really, Rav Yehuda was greater than Rav Nachman. The halacha says this, the greater rabbi does not have to go to a Bet Din of a smaller colleague. So he says, what do I do now? He says, Rav Nachman's not as great as me. Why do I have to machniya myself to go to this Bet Din? Amale mizal lo mebaya lech lemizal. You really don't have to go because you're greater than Rav Nachman. But mishum de gavra rabat, which means, because you're a gavra rabat. Ela mishum yikara de benisi'a kumzi. Listen, Rav Nachman is married into the Benisi'ah family. He's married into the Exilok family. Out of kavod of the Nasi, you should go to go do such a thing. Okay. Ata. Now Rav Yehuda's going to go. The basic storyline over here is he's going to go to Rav Nachman. And first of all, he wants to show Rav Nachman that he's greater than him. And he has no right to summons him to a Beti. So he's going to get involved in the conversation and he's going to correct him on anything Rav Nachman says. Rav Yehuda is going to find fault in it. And the point is to show him, you're calling me the Bedi? Ata, ashkahay de ka'avid ma'ake. Okay, Rav Nachman was building a ma'ake fence. Amaleh, so Rav Yehuda tells him, lo savar lemor lehad amar Rav Huna bar Idi amar Shmuel kevan shnitmana adam panas al sibur asur ba'asiyat melacha b'fnei shlosha. Don't you know what the rabbi says? Once already you become a leader, you're not allowed to do menial work in front of three people. It's g'nai. What are you doing building a ma'akeh? You're already the chief. You're not allowed to do such menial work. So he says, it's a genai for the generation. But what kind of generation let the chief rabbi to build his own, do his own work? So therefore you're not allowed to do such a thing. So Amarle, he said, purta de gundirita u de ka'avid. Now what am I doing? I'm building a little fence. Now how did he call the fence? A gundirita. So he says, Amale. So Rav Yehuda tells him, what? Misanya ma'ake dikhtib l'oraita? Well, you can't use the Torah word? What, ma'ake wasn't good enough for you that the Torah uses? O mechitza da'amur banan? You had to use some fancy word, gundirita? Well, what's the matter? You can't use the Torah language or the rabbinical language? Amale. So Rav Nachman tells the Rav Yehuda, yativ mor akarpita. Tell him, sit on the bench. Well, you got to use a fancy word. You don't know how to use the language of the Hakamim. Either we call it a safsal or an itzteba. You want to eat some etrog? Anybody that calls the etrog an etronga, tilta bermutruha. He has a third of arrogance in him. Because so he wants to show that he's fancy. It's the regular terminology. O etrog, kidekariyuha, call him etrog, rabbanan, o etroga, the amri inche, etronga. What kind of talk is this? Amarle, So Rav Nachman tells him, Lishtimor an baga. It's a certain drink they used to drink in the morning. Amar le misane espargus de kaliura banan or anpak de amre inche. What are you calling it, this anbag? Anbaga. Call it what the rabbis call it, either aspargos or anpak. Amar le titi donag tashkinan. He called his daughter. Donag, come and give them, pour the drink for them. Amar le hachi amar shmuel en mishtameshim beisha. What are you talking? You're not allowed to do this over here. You want to bring your lady, your daughter now to start serving men? It's not modest. So he comes along and says, Kitana, what do you want? She's Kitana. Oh, Beferush Amar Shmuel, Emish the Machine Beisha Kitana. Bring it to that big Kitana. What are you talking about? You can't even use a Kitana. Okay. So Rav Nachman tells him, Nishadir le Moshe Lamal Yalta. You want me to send regards from you to my wife? Yalta. Yalta was Rav Nachman's wife. You want me to go send the regards? Amar le, Haki Amar Shmuel, Kol Beisha Arba. What are you talking about over here? I'm going to go ask her for the regards, and she's going to answer me back. I'm going to hear her voice. This is a private conversation. No problem. Send the shaliach to her, and then she'll respond to the shaliach. You won't hear her voice. Even through a shaliach. Because what? Through the shaliyah, it's going to become intimate eventually. You're going to use the shaliyah to be go between a man and somebody else's wife? No good. It's going to be taiba. So he says, okay, are you de bala? She says, okay. So I'll be there through me. Nothing's going to happen to the husband. The husband can control it. Therefore, make me the shaliyah to go ask how Yalta's doing, and no problem. Sorry. You don't want to get involved at all by sending the regards, not through a shaliyah, not through the Baal. Shalhale de bitu. It seems Yalta was listening to this whole conversation. So Yalta sends back to her husband. Shari le tigre, which means exempt him from his argument. Delon de shivyach kish ara ma'aris. He's making you like a ma'aris. Which means end the conversation. He's turning into an amaharis over here. Whatever you say is not going to get. Just finish with him already. Amar le. So Rav Nachman finally asked the question. May shayte demor hacha. What brought you here? What are you doing here? Amar le. Taskad azmanutash shadar mor apatrai. What are you talking about? You summoned me to court. What do you think I'm doing here? You summoned me. Remember the story how it started? Mm-hmm. He called the guy in Eved. So the guy who was called an Eved summoned him to court, Nachman. He got offended. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm bigger than Nachman. Rabbi Yehuda said, go. So he said, what am I doing here? You summoned me to court. Amar le, hashta shuta demor lo gamirna. He's, I don't even know how to talk in the right language like you do. Taskada azmanu tamishadana lemo, you think I'm going to send you a summons? Kanir'eh, one of the messengers of Rabbi Nachman's court sent the summons without Rabbi Nachman knowing. So now he says, what do you think, I'm going to send you a summons? Oh, he forgot. A pit diskad hasmenutam mebechades. So Rav Yehuda took out the summons from his pocket. Ve'achzele. He said, okay, what do you mean? He didn't say, here's the summons. Amar le ha'gavra ve'adiska. So he shows it to him and he tells him, here I am and here's my summons. Amar le. So he tells Rav Yehuda, hu'il v'atam monachas. I can't just let you go and exonerate you without hearing the case. You hear already? Let me hear the side, your case. Otherwise, the people are going to say, the rabbis, they cover up for each other. We can't just say, I'll go home, don't worry about it. Let's go through the proceedings, the fahot. Right? Let's go. Why did you put this guy in Hedim? Rav Nachman's asking of Yehuda, what did you put this guy in Hedim for? Si'ir shalihad rabbanan. What are you talking? It was mitzayed the shaliyah of the rabbi. When this guy's, when the Yehuda ben Yaskel's shaliyah went to get the meat, he bothered him. He abused him. Vinagdemor. So what did you put him at? You should have given him malkut. The rav mangid al man de mitzayed shaliyah rabbanan. The halakha is, you give malkut for somebody that abuses the shaliyah of the rabbi. So he says, da'adif mine avdele. Oh, he said, I did worse to him. I put him in Yidu. You know why? Because not only did he knock the Shildu of the Rabbanan, but he knocked the rabbi as well. He said, who's this guy you would have in Shviskil? Right? That's what he told him. So he says, therefore he deserves a higher punishment. He's too awful about this guy. Number one, he abused the Shaliyah. Number two, he mimicked the rabbi. Oh, my tamach, he's more alid avdahu. Okay. Claim number two. Why did you announce in public that he's a Eved? Hey, listen, because he calls people avadim. Vetani kola posel pasul. Anybody that's posel other people is pasul, and that's the type of guy that doesn't praise anybody. And Shmuel taught to claim that he says to others, that's what he is. This guy's calling other people avadim, so must be he is a Eved. So Rav Nachman tells him, hold it. Imar de Amar Shmuel le mehashle lechruze ale mi amar. Shmuel didn't say you have to announce it. He just said you have to be choshesh. Who says you can go announce it? Adahagi v'achi, in the interim, Amar lehu beit bardine. Oh, it seems the claimant was there. So he says to Rav Yehuda, ledidi karit li avda. You called me an eved. De Atena mibet Hashmonai Malka. He says, what are you talking from? I'm a descendant of the Hashmonaim, who were the kings. You're calling me an Eved? Amar le, so Rabbi Yehuda says, oh yeah. Hachi Amar Shmuel, call the Amar mibet Hashmonai Katina. Anybody that said that they're from Bet Hashmonai, Avdahu, guaranteed is an Eved. Why? Because Hordos, who was the king, Hordos killed all the descendants of the Hashmonai. And not only after he killed all the descendants of the Hashmonaim, Hordos was a Goy. He killed all the Hashmonaim, and then he married Goyot, and he named all their children, all his children after the Hashmonai names. So therefore, he's not Kasher. Good. Maybe Hordos married a Shifha. And therefore you have to suspect, anybody claims I'm from Hashmonai, Eved. Good? Look at Rashi. Yeah, look at Rashi. Called the Amar Eved Hashmonai and Abdehu. She called Zaro Hargam Hordos. Ve'eved Ayah. That's right. Hordos was Eved Kanani. Umalach Tachtahin. And he took over. The Karab Banav Al Shem Bet Hashmonai. He called his children after their names. He didn't marry a Jewish girl. Therefore, all the children have Avadim. Amar le, so Rav Nachman tells Rav Yehuda, lo sabar lamor lehad amar bi abba amar avuna amar rav kol tamid acham shemorei halacha. Oh, he had a technical problem with it. He says, halacha is like this. Any student that says halacha, uba, from the name of his rabbi, if he says it before it comes to practice, to practice, you believe him. But if he only introduces the statement after he needs it in a case, you don't believe him. Which is, we never heard you quote this statement before about whoever says that they're from Hashmonai is Abadim. Now all of a sudden you're in court and there's a case and you need it. Now you're quoting it, sorry. We can't take such statements. We need to know about it beforehand. Amalis of you, this is no problem. This is already documented before me. Ha'ikar of Matna de Kaikevati. That what? Rav Matna holds like me. Rav Matna lo chazel nardeat lesar shene. Look at the Hashkaha. Rav Matna wasn't in the hardeat for 13 years. Ha'hu yoma ata. That day he was there, so they were able to ask Rav Matna, a third party, what did Shmuel own? Amar le, so Rav Yehuda tells Rav Matna, Dachir mor mai Amar Shmuel, you remember what Shmuel said, Ki ka'e hada kar'a aguda, when he had one foot on the riverbank, the hada kar'a bin mabara, and the other foot on the bridge, he was trying to remind him. You remember Shmuel? Remember he was standing by the bridge over there? What statement did he teach us that time? אמר לה, הכי אמר שמואל, כל העומר, כל דאמר מדבט השמונאים מלכה כעתנה, עבדהו. דלו אשתיין מיניו, because there's no, there was no remnants to them, אלא היא רביתה, just one girl, דסלקה לאגרה. She was the only one left, and she knew that Hordos wanted to marry her. So what did she do? ורמיה קלה, she called out when she was standing on the roof, ואמרה, קול דאמר מבית חשמונאי, ענה, עבדהו. נפלה מאגרה ומיתה, and she jumped off the roof and killed herself. אחרוז עלי דעבדהו. That's it. Finally, the Beit Din announced, the guys are עבד, and they announced it, and they pronounced it. ההוא יאמר, that day, איקראן כמה כתובתה בנהר דעה. Once already they announced that the guy's pasu, all his family members, children, grandchildren, all that, that the Rebbe of the Ketubot now. Because now they're not married. Because it's illegal marriage. Which means the husband said, oh, he told his wife, you're the daughter of this guy. I'm not paying you any Ketubah. Rip up the Ketubah. So therefore broke up a lot of marriages that were really illegal on that day. Ki kanafik, when the Yehuda left Nehar De'ah, not over. The people of Nehar De'ah wanted to stone him. Because see, we broke up all these families now by publicizing this guy's in Eved. Amar Lehu. He tells him like this. Ishatiku shatiku. You want to keep quiet? Good idea to keep quiet. Ve'ilo megalina alaychu. I'm going to reveal more people. Had the Amar Shmuel, which Shmuel told me, Tarte Zarayata Ika ben Nehar De'ah. There are two more families in Nehar De'ah. Now, he didn't tell them this part, but this is the information that the Gemara is telling us that he knew. Hada Mikarya de Be Yonah. One is called the Yonah family, Vehada Mikarya de Be Orbeti. And the other family is called the Orbeti family, the Orev. Now, Yonah is a kosher bird. And the Orev is a not kosher bird. The Simanach, you want to remember who these families are? Tameh, Tameh, Tahor, Tahor. Meaning the Yonah family is kosher, and the Orev family is no good. Which means, listen, if you don't stop harassing me, I'll stop publicizing more stuff that I know. He didn't tell them this. The Gemara is letting us know what he would have told them. Shadyu lahu digma midayu. They dropped the stones. Okay, we're not going to stone you. And they dropped it into the river, Nahar Malka. They come atma ben Nahar Malka. It caused a cloggage in the Nahar. All the rocks blocked the water from flowing. Machriz of Yehuda bepumpedita. Now we're talking about the rabbis that made announcements on certain families and certain people that indeed were pesulim. Adda v'yonatan avde. These two guys are avadim. Yehuda bar papa mamzera. Bati bar tuvia birmutruha. This guy over here, Bati ben bar tuvia, who's an avid, because of his arrogance, birmutruha lo shakil gita de cheruta. He did not want to take a get shechrur. And if he's still an avid. Machriz Rabba b'mechoza. Rabba announced in Mechoza. Balla'e, Danna'e, Talla'e, Malla'e, Zagga'e, Kulam Lifsol. All these families, Pesulot. Amar Rav Yehuda, Goba'e, the family of the Goba'e, Gib'ona'e. They're from the Gib'onim, meaning not allowed. Netinim. Not allowed to come into the Kahal. Durnunita. That family called Durnunita. The reason why they call that Durra'e Netina'e. Because they come from the village of Netinim. Therefore that whole family over there are Netinim, no good. Amar Rav Yosef. Hai be Kube de Pumpedita. A small little village called Kube. Kulam de Avde. They're all the sons of, or all came from Abadim. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel. 400 Abadim. Ve'amri la 4,000 Abadim. 4,000 Abadim, some say. Hayudu lefashhur ben Immer. That was a Kohen at the time of Yirmiyah. Ve'chulam nitme'u bekeuna. All the Avadim, they married into the Kehuna, they intermingled into the Kehuna. Which means the old lineage was, how they get involved? Because Eved eats Teruma. Kenyan Kaspo. So they were still eating Teruma. Oh, we're Kohanim. Oh, Kohanim, so they intermingled with the Kehuna. Now, ready, they were posel the children of him in Halalim. So it says, V'chol Kohen Shiyesh Bo Azut Panim. You see, any Kohen that has arrogance, Heinu Ela Mehem. It's from them. And they're Pesulim or they're Mamzerim. Amar Abaye. You know where we find these people? Kol Lehu Yadbin Beshura De Ben Hardea. All the descendants of these guys, they're in Nehardea somewhere. We don't know exactly what Shura De Nehardea is. Maybe a street, the name of a street in Nehardea. Last point. So again, this is Gemara saying, you find an arrogant Kohen. By the way, no good. Ufliga de Rabbi Elazar. Tamar Rabbi Elazar, im ra'ita Kohen ba'azut mesah. You see an arrogant or angry Kohen? Al tare racharav. Don't say it's pasul. Shene'emar ve'amecha kimribe Kohen. Kohanim they get agitated easily. So therefore, if you see a Kohen that's fiery, don't run away poselim. Just say, we know that Kimribe Kohen. So the Maharsha says, because the Kohanim have good lineage. So therefore, if somebody does something against their kavod, they take it personal because of their lineage. So if you see them a little sensitive or a little arrogant, that's no sign that they're no good. Rav Yashib says, the reason why you find Kohanim always fighting because there's a law, they can destroy. So the Kedeshto, you have to respect them. So they're always the ones that are getting the brunt of people not fulfilling themselves in Kedeshto. So I was upset. Hey, you got to respect me, Kedeshto. So therefore, it's no Raya. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.